Welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to see someone from Long Beach come up to Los Angeles.
I don't think I wanted to miss this, but thank you very much, and thank you for the hearing. In my estimation, Proposition 1B appears to be a faith-based debt payer tax. I've always believed in your vision. I believe and support Mayor Foster with what he said in his first 100 days. I also believe what the Vice Mayor has said. You're all honorable men and women with high ideals and great ideas. In most cases, I support them wholeheartedly with very little reservation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry. None of the bills passed. There shouldn't be a bond. That means no cloak and dagger funding designed for writing a blank check in the name of infrastructure that would give the port carte blanche expansion, even if there was something running alongside of it. Proposition 1B, if it passes, is the money and fuel for port and urban sprawl at its worst. And we're calling it a down payment, unfortunately, which does not really address what's at hand. The Honorable Senator and Mayor had it right when they envisioned controls of SB 927, no net increase. Both of them had it right when they spoke so eloquently about enforcement and controls. Congressman Rohrabacher had it right when he was talking about a container fee, and it was a shame that the governor vetoed the other one. Senator Boxer had it right when they spoke of terrorism and being able to x-ray containers, just as the vice mayor did. And that process is very simple, and they do it in Hong Kong all the time, which is a larger port than ours. All of them had it right, and they insisted on the protection of our human infrastructure consisting of our neighborhoods and children. Things have changed when the aforementioned bills failed, and even the federal government has backed away by pulling security grants. Prop 1B guarantees no safety valves, and even if the Honorable Senator does present a no-net increase bill next year, which I will support again, there is no guarantee that it will pass and even protect us from a bullet train that's going to be heading down the tracks called the Port of Long Beach. That is what port expansion is, and that is what I have lived with. It is my belief that significant fiscal decisions should be done with a little better due diligence. Prop 1B fuels growth without taking a glance at smart growth policies, infill and transportation-oriented development that would strengthen communities in a cost-effective manner and promote economic growth. This would in turn increase the tax base to offset initial investments. Limiting the use of general obligation bonds would therefore fund projects that benefit the community and provide for better investment, including infrastructure. This means we would have the opportunity and a better means of balancing budgets in impacted communities. A fiscally responsible solution would also entail a pay-as-you-go and a clean-up-as-you-go approach to much of the needed infrastructure. A small portion of each budget should be set aside to start handling the infrastructure without further debt service. What Prop 1B does embrace is a time-worn debt financing as the only visible means of sustainable development. That is what could be bankrupting the citizens of California today. Smart growth policies have the potential of creating transportation-oriented development with vibrant main streets. Sustainable communities like this could be better funded with revenue bonds based on weight user fees or container taxes, to name a couple of funding sources, with consistent revenue streams. This would then be paid by the companies and shippers that utilize the transportation and infrastructure corridors the most. Prop 1B for increased funding and port expansion without looking at pollution, which will benefit the shippers while providing more pollution on Long Beach and the surrounding communities, and will also harm the children already with the highest asthma rate in the country. Since there is no legislation to protect us as yet, we are at the mercy of the port and their promises, and we pray that they will do the right thing. And Mayor Foster stated, it is human nature. If we're going to pay for it, they'll let it go that way. Proposition 1B is an equal opportunist debt payer tax and spending source that plans to penalize every citizen of the state by borrowing $19.9 billion and forcing us to pay back $32 billion over time. And even though it is the first step, and it's probably a good one, this is inappropriate when other revenue sources are available. This is not banking on our future, but it is burying our children and our children's children with unimaginable debt service. We need to tell the legislature it is time to produce a strategic plan for transportation infrastructure that is responsible, reasonable, results-driven, and fiscally accountable. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.